This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
This is The Woods,
Grr.
The show made by bears for the bear community, their admirers and supporters all around Australia and the world. Brought to you from Melbourne's Joy 94.9 studios. Woof,
Grr.
It is Bear O'Clock. It's a Thursday night. I'm Bear Curious Dean and this is The Woods. Tonight, we're going to drag you backwards through the woods. Going to go dragging deep into the woods. We're talking about drag.
That sounds scary.
It does sound a bit scary. Doesn't it? Cub reporter Robbie, welcome back.
Thanks, Dean. It's been quite a hiatus for me, hasn't
you
it?
You had a little bit of time off.
I've been feeling very sad without my bears.
Well, we're going to find out a little bit what you've been up to. We're going to have a bit of a cub chat, find out what you've been doing. But tonight, we are talking about drag. Love it or hate it? Some bears love it, some bears hate it.
Nobody hates drag.
Well, I think some people do. If you love it or if you hate it, why not send us a message? We're going to be talking about drag tonight. So send us a message on 0427 JOY949, but become part of the conversation. Or you can send us an email on onair@joy.org.au. That's coming up a little bit later. We're talking about drag. Now, Robbie, tell me, what have you been doing for the last couple of months?
Oh, look, what haven't I been doing? I've been a bear around town. I've been gallivanting myself all over the shop. I've been up to Sydney for the Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras.
Uh-huh. How did that go for you?
Really great.
Now, did you march?
I marched for the first time ever.
Oh, what was it like?
Look, it's quite an experience. It really is. You really get into the vibe. I've been to Mardi Gras as a spectator before.
Yeah.
And I, generally, the big crowds and stuff aren't really my thing.
A bit intimidating?
A little bit intimidating. Also, just, I don't know, I don't like being pushed around or, you know, it gets quite hectic out there.
And of course, you did march. You marched at the Pride March in Melbourne earlier on in the year.
Yes.
How did that compare?
Well, this is a much larger scale, so you're certainly aware of that. The marshalling area before you go in is huge, and it's a big party. Like there's DJs around, and everybody's sort of dancing and having quite a lot of fun. So there's a big party going on, getting you into the vibe, which I mean you need because you're there for about 5 or 6 hours waiting to get.
It's a long haul, isn't it?
It is. It's quite a wait.
And who were you marching with?
I was marching with the Chargers, of course.
The Melbourne Chargers, Melbourne's own gay and gay-friendly rugby
team. Inclusive rugby team. My second home aside from the Bears.
And were we able to see your smiling face as you marched down Oxford Street?
No, because as usual, I was reprising my character of mascot Chargy the Bull.
You have so many personas, don't you? There's Cub Reporter Robbie, there's Chargy, we're going to hear another one a little bit later on.
I like to hide behind several different masks.
So Chargy, it's a how to charge. Chargy's not a furry.
No.
But Chargy does have fur, I guess, as a person.
Yes.
In that Sydney heat, how was that? How did that go for you?
Yeah, look, it wasn't too bad. I didn't don the outfit in the marshalling area. I put it on right at the end.
Uh-huh.
It is a bit of a longer march than Pride March was.
Uh-huh.
I did it at Pride March as well. It was sort of, it's almost about 45 minutes from go to woe.
Oh, goodness. But was there training involved for this event? Did you have to train to do a 45-minute walk?
No. Chargy's sort of anti-training.
Uh-huh. But should you have trained, do you think?
Best out of Chargy when he's been training. maybe I should have, because I did have a little bit of a wee accident on the way up.
On the way onto the Oxford Street, or actually on Oxford Street?
On Oxford Street, mid-March.
Mid-March?
Yes.
Oh,
one of my favourite things about Sydney are those stupid lane dividers that they have in the middle of the road that stop you from changing lanes that we don't have here in Melbourne.
No.
Chargy wasn't looking out for these lane dividers and went over one of them in the most glorious fashion.
Is that right?
That is right, and I've been sporting a moon boot ever since.
Oh, so you hurt yourself?
I've hurt myself quite badly. I've hurt myself about halfway up the march.
Uh-huh.
I tried to continue to march.
Yeah.
That wasn't going to happen. Luckily, we had a chariot as a part of our float, and we kicked the drag queen we had in there out, and I jumped in.
The chariot. My chariot. Your chariot awaits. Now, given you hurt yourself at the march, you poor thing, I imagine you went home early and called it a night.
I straight away called a medic.
Uh-huh.
We chatted to the medic. The medic suggested perhaps I go off to hospital.
Perhaps. It was a suggestion rather than a direction.
It felt like that. I certainly took it that way.
Yes, yes.
See, the tickets to the after party are quite expensive, you see.
You you'd invested heavily. You're not going to miss that party, right?
So I think I got home somewhere around 9 o'clock in the morning the next day.
Right.
Had a bit of a snooze, woke up and thought, gee, I've really done myself a disservice here.
Did you take the moon boot with you to the party, or was the moon boot after the party?
A friend had a moon boot, so I just sort of self-diagnosed and put it on.
Oh, so you weren't sort of putting extra weight or pressure on that foot?
I guess not, but who knows what I actually got up to at the after party. I certainly didn't do anything. I didn't help myself, that's for sure. The next day was pretty rough.
So would you do Mardi Gras again? The Mardi Gras parade and the after party?
I think if I was marching, mm-hmm. I would. I certainly had more fun at the after party this year than I have in the past. Uh-huh. It's a pretty glamorous place. I mean, the vibe, especially with that marching area, you just sort of feel like you're really connected to the gay vein, I guess.
There is a real sense of community, isn't there?
Yeah, it is. And everyone's in a great mood. And there is a real great vibe about it.
Now, speaking of great vibes, you've also been busy, I understand, auditioning for something.
Yes, that's my other role. Guest on Family Feud.
You auditioned for Family Feud? I would love to go on Family Feud. What's involved?
Look, I just didn't even know that we were up for it.
Your family, yeah.
Yeah, my partner Dave's cousin signed us up. Quite some time ago, and while we're at Mardi Gras, we got a message to say we've got an audition.
Uh-huh.
So I went along to that last Sunday. That happens in a couple of rounds.
Was Grant Jenner there for the first audition?
No, Grant Jenner is not available for the auditions. He has a stand-in comedian that sort of plays his role.
Uh-huh.
So I went along for the first round. That went really well.
So you actually play the game?
No, they sort of have a chat to you, and they do ask you a couple of the game questions just to see how you respond. And they said, look, we really want you to come back for the second round, which was later that day, which we did. And then I think the nerves might have gotten the better of us, because I'm not certain we did great in that second round. So I'd be surprised if they called.
Well, survey says.
Survey says you're not going on the show. We weren't explicitly told that. They sort of leave it very open-ended. They say you might get a call in a week, you might get a call in a month, you might never get a call.
Don't call us, we may
That's
call
right.
you.
That's show business, honey.
Maybe you should have worn this charger outfit, I don't know.
Yes, well, yeah. I did wear the moon boot. I thought that might at least buy me some cred and we could talk about that, but they didn't bring it up, unfortunately.
Goodness, Mina, were you able to talk about your recent foray into drag as part of your Family Feud audition? Did it come up in conversation?
I did mention it on my forms, so if we do get through, it might come up on television, I hope. I did list perhaps a recent win that I had in drag, which we'll talk a little bit about later.
We are going to talk a little bit more about your recent foray into drag. Yeah.
Yes. And we have a guest with us here today, Justin, who
will be joining us, yes.
Also has a little bit more experience in drag than I do. I needed to bring in a sister that knew a bit more than I did.
You're a first-timer.
Yeah, I'm pretty new, yes. I've only twice now, so.
Well, there you go. You have been busy.
I know.
Thanks for coming back.
I know. I had to keep myself busy in the absence. Yeah. Otherwise, I'd miss you guys too much.
Yes, well, we have been busy. Now, last week, of course, we spoke to Fabian and Rob about their long distance relationship.
Yes, wasn't that lovely?
It was great. Yeah. And you can catch up on that episode on our podcast. So go to joy.org.au/thewoods or go to iTunes. And while you're there, subscribe. And you know what else you should do? You should rate and review us.
How many stars should they give us?
I think five.
Do you think we...
Survey says...
five stars! I think we definitely deserve a five.
I think so.
I mean, why would you leave anything else?
But that was a great show. We got to hear about Fabian's experience in Sweden as Mr. Bear Sweden. And also meeting Rob and going to Stockholm and doing the ABBA Museum. So he actually sat in the helicopter from ABBA Arrival.
Hey.
Which means nothing to you because you're too young.
But no, great. I love it.
I know.
I've heard of ABBA.
But stick around. Coming up next, we're going to have a chat to Justin about baby drag. You're on the Woods on Joy 94.9.
For all things bear, cub, otter or wolf and any other woodland creature, the Woods on Joy 94.9.
Bear Curious Dean here with cub reporter Robbie, and we're going to talk drag.
We love talking drag on this show.
Do you love it? Do you hate it? I know you love it. I'm getting a bit tired of talking. Anyway, we talk about it
Week we run into a little bit of RuPaul chat, especially during season.
Absolutely. So look, if you love drag, or if you hate drag, if you're not quite sure what all the fuss is about, send us a message on 0427 joy949 or on air at joy.org.au if you want to send us an email.
I'd love to hear too. I'm a big fan of creative drag names. So send those in too. If you've heard any great drag names from anywhere around the world, let us know, because there's some real real clever ones out there.
There are some clever ones. Speaking of clever ones, we have a guest with us this evening. Justin. Hey, Justin. Welcome aboard.
Hi, guys. Thank you for having me.
No worries. Now, Justin, I was saying before, you have been... You've got a little bit more experience in drag than I have. How long ago did you start doing drag?
I've been doing drag on and off for about maybe like 4 years. Just a couple of appearances here and there. But recently it's been, yeah, just a couple of guest spots here and there, you know. But no, recently I've really, since probably last September, taken a real step towards the stage.
To your career?
To my career.
To drag career.
Now, Justin, Robbie there mentioned there's some interesting drag names.
Yes.
What is the name that you go by?
So some might know me as Holly Day Night.
Holly Day Night.
Holly Day Night.
How did you come up with that one?
So it's pretty easy. I work for Holiday Inn, so a hotel.
Okay.
So I actually got to dress up in drag one day for work as a bit of a fun thing. And they were like, we need a corporate name. And I was like, all right, let's go with Holiday Night.
Now, you have a tagline too, which I like quite a lot. Would you care to share that with everybody?
So the full tagline is, Holiday Night, she'll make your whole week. You can take it as you will. Who doesn't love a trip?
A little double entendre
there. I do like that. Like you say in the drag name, that's kind of fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now Robbie, tell us about your recent foray into drag. Was that on your own or was that with Justin?
It was with Justin. Uh-huh. Yeah. It's been on my bucket list since I was 19. I've always wanted to do drag.
You're working through this bucket list this year, aren't you? Marching in Mardi Gras, you did the Mr. Big Bears.
Auditioning for Family Feud. I had my name picked since I was 19. I'm a big Will and Grace fan. So
okay. Oh, so you picked the name first?
I've had a name ready to go for 10 years.
and now's your chance. What is the name?
My name is Bettina Beaverhausen, which is, they're both a nod to Will and Grace. Obviously, Karen, a lot of Will and Grace fans would know Karen's alter ego is Anastasia Beaverhausen.
Right.
But a little known reference to Will and Grace is the Bettina. There's an episode where Jack says to Will, his whole high school friend's coming to town, and he basically goes, I don't really like her name, though. We're going to call her Bettina. So since then, I've always thought Bettina Beaverhausen has a nice ring to it. It sounds a little bit rougher than what Bettina actually is now that I've seen her in person, but that's okay. We'll make it fit.
Yeah, Bettina is quite fishy.
Yes, I do make a pretty woman.
Is that right? So tell me, why did you don the drag, Robbie? What was the excuse that you came up with?
That's basically how it happened. I mean, I've been waiting for the right reason for a long time, and Justin mentioned there's a... Justin has performed on behalf of the Chargers, as we were talking earlier, the Melbourne Inclusive Rugby Team, and he's performed at various fundraisers for that. There was a sports edition of Baby Drag happening locally here in Melbourne. It was going to be a competition between the sporting clubs.
A drag competition? A drag race?
Yeah. Correct. Oh. So we had to do... They had to prepare a group number with four people.
Uh-huh.
A spot was open, so I filled it.
So to speak. And who were the other two in the team?
Anton and Owen, both players with the Melbourne Chargers. Who Blue Waffle and Yaz Queen are their drag names.
Uh-huh.
Blue and I both had done it for the first time, and Justin and Yaz Queen were our experts. And
professionals.
Weeks of practice there was.
Yes, lots of practice, lots of rehearsal.
Lots of bitching,
infighting, and shade
and tea.
Fan swapping.
So talk me through the event. What were the things you needed to do, Justin, to compete in Baby Drag?
So, one, we needed to form our troupe. So the Melbourne Chargers are lucky enough to have the Chargettes, which is a small group of drag queens who dress up as cheerleaders, perform at the various fundraising. So Robbie and Owen were the newest Chargettes to the team this year.
Yes.
So we filled the spots. We did choreography sessions. We picked our songs. So all four of us had to do a solo. And then we had to work on doing a group number. And it was just a lot of fun, really.
It was heaps of fun. It was so much fun to perform. We got some costumes made. Costumes made. So we all looked the same in these beautiful leotard sort of female versions of the Chargers kit, I guess.
So you say leotard. This is a show for bears and the bear community, and sometimes people think of bears and cubs as being perhaps on the chunkier side.
Right. Mm.
And then you say leotard, and I have this image of a chunky man in a leotard. Is it a good look?
Look,
I think we worked it pretty well.
I think so.
Yeah.
The first time I ever saw someone in a leotard was Justin, and I think it looked... I was astounded.
You just carried it off?
Yeah. I think it was astounding. And I actually think... It's quite complementary to the fuller figure. Now, in saying that, there's quite a lot of shapewear underneath the leotard. Everything's been held and sucked and pulled and tucked away. but, yeah, I think it's quite complementary to just sort of tightly wrap something over it all and... and come out. What do you reckon?
Yeah, I find it actually quite slimming as well. Mm-hmm. So being a big queen, if you add lots of layers, it can go very wrong very quickly. Mm-hmm. So from when I first started drag, I was very, you know, self-conscious, put a lot of clothes on because I'm a big girl. I've got a lot of curves and swerves, as Latrice Royale would say. But then I just kind of was like, you know what? Let's go the whole hog and just wear a swimsuit. So Holly is very much known for a one-piece bathing suit as the staple look. Uh-huh. It just kind of builds on that. So, but I think it's great.
Yeah, it is. I think it's a good look. It's sort of, we've talked to Liam, International Rubber Man, about it
yes.
too, about bigger men sort of wearing rubber or tighter fitting clothing. And I think if you just sort of embrace it, it looks great.
The other thing I think of when I think bear or cub or otter is body hair. And I don't necessarily think of drag queens and body hair. Now, how did you cope with that element? Because, Robbie, you're sporting your beard again. I know you struggle sometimes with the beard, but the beard's coming through nicely.
I've finally hit puberty and it is getting better. So,
so you did shave the beard for your drag performance?
I did shave the beard. Now, look, there's a lot of people getting around Melbourne doing bearded drag. We had one of them in our troupe. And I think that's great. That some people really rock that look. But for me, I was always my thing was I was going to do drag and I was going to look as fishy as I could. I wanted to be, you know, really try and pull it off. No question for me. I was always going to shave the beard. I shaved my chest. I'm still sporting the
bit spiky.
The rash from, you know, all the yeah. makeup that I had on my chest on my freshly shaven chest that I don't shave very often. How much pruning did you do, Justin?
I'm not that terribly hairy above the waist. So I had a little bit of chest hair I had to remove just to, you know, really drive home the illusion of being a woman. But I just wear my trick is just to wear a lot of pantyhose and
layers. Oh, so you don't shave
layers.
Your legs?
I don't shave. I've done it once and it was the biggest mistake of my life because I'm very, very pale.
Right.
So I was literally reflecting the sunlight into people's eyes. So I've just gone with the age-old trick of just wearing five pairs of pantyhose that kind of mask the hair, not terribly well, but it's a lot easier than having to shave everything.
I'm intrigued, Justin. Does five pairs of pantyhose, does that breathe?
Not really, but drag is not a comfortable hobby.
Oh, okay. You
don't do it for comfort. No.
It's definitely not for comfort.
Not for style.
Thank goodness I'm still sort of in that place where I'm sort of on a natural high all night from the excitement of doing drag that I don't really realise until I get home that my feet are burning and when I take the cincher off that it's left indents into my skin everywhere and you just sort of roll with it during
now, the
night.
Other element of beauty is pain, of course, is the heels.
Mm.
Were we wearing yes. heels, boys?
Mm. We were.
Of course.
We were. I wore a sensible, comfortable, concealed heel sneaker. So I had a great night because I had a full support the whole time. Robbie did pretty well, though, with his heels.
Yeah, they're not too high and they're quite comfortable to wear. I did take a bit of a tumble down the entire flight of stairs at the back of Circuit Nightclub at one point. So that maybe a little bit more practice in the heels required.
What's that, you and falling over?
Yeah, I'm good at it.
Yeah, you stick to what I'm good at, you're good at, I say. Now, Robbie, once you had your leotard on, you had your heels on, you had the wig and makeup on, did you look eerily like Mandy, like your mum?
I did. And I look at photos now and I look so similar to what I did 20 years earlier. What mum did 20 years ago. Yeah, it's uncanny how that happened, isn't it? I mean, I guess it makes sense.
And Justin, do you look like your mum?
I don't look like my mum, but I look pretty similar to my younger sister. so we're already pretty similar as it is with me as a guy and her as a girl. Yeah. But as soon as I put on the wig and the makeup, it's very much, bam, sisters.
The family resemblance comes through.
Yeah, yeah, we have had some messages in already. So people do like right. drag. I don't understand it. Love it, hate it, they love it. Now, we're talking about drag names. Now, of course, Justin, you're Holly Day Night, and Robbie, you're Bettina Beaverhausen. Right. And, of course, our very own Disney Princess Cam is Bedell.
Yes.
Let's have a look here. What do we got there?
My drag name is Queef Latina. That's from Russell and Glenroy. Thanks, Russell.
I like that. That's fine.
That's good. That's good.
Love a good queef joke.
And that one?
Oh, yes, I'm familiar. There's a Melbourne drag queen called Avril Latrine.
It's actually Abril.
Oh, I like that.
Yes, Abril Latrine.
That's funny.
So she's quite campy.
Very funny. And a little message from one of my sisters, Craig from Oak Park. I love drag, especially Bettina Beaverhausen. Thanks, Craig. Love you from your sister, Alice D. So she performs in drag as Alice D. I'll leave that one up to the viewer.
LSD. You might need to explain that to me when we play a song.
But we'll do it later.
So with this, let's go back to the competition. So baby drag, so you have your solos, you have your group activity. Then are there heats or is it just a one night only?
Yes. So the setup for the baby drag sports edition was there were three inclusive sport teams that were involved. Mm-hmm. So we had the Glimmerhead Sharks and the Melbourne Surge joining us. So each, there was 3 weeks of heat. So each week a different sporting team did their solos and their group number. Uh-huh. And then in the fourth week, three of us, and we all did our group numbers a second time. And we got to tweak them, add a little bit of extra into them, you know, for the, you know, the drama. And then we got judged in the finale. So we got judged the entire way through, but the most of it was on the finale night. So yeah, it was a massive event. It got moved down to Circuit from Molly's. Uh-huh. So it was a massive, the venue was packed.
It was crowds.
Yeah. Well, when we performed in our heat, we had to close the venue upstairs cause there was a line down the road. It was so good for the ego.
Yes. Although the Melbourne Chargers did represent very well on the night, which is nice. Uh-huh.
Yes, they do come through.
So tell me, so on the night, there's a competition. Then of course there's a prize giving.
Mm-hmm.
How did we go, guys? How did we go?
I think we did pretty well. So the Chargettes did manage to swoop the top prize.
You won.
We did win. We did.
$1,000 for the club, which is fantastic.
Yes.
Which went towards...
It's a big crowd.
It's a huge crowd.
It went directly towards the contingent that we sent up to Mardi Gras and the float and stuff that we had organised for that. So it helped us to sort of expose ourselves on a, well,
no exposure.
Choice of word, on a larger scale.
And was there a novelty check involved?
There is a giant novelty check that is currently donning the wall of my apartment. We're going to try and bank it soon, I believe.
Tried to take it into the Commonwealth?
I haven't yet. I feel like I need to get a couple of girls to come help me because it is quite large and quite heavy. So we might get the sisters down to the bank soon.
It's a good little keepsake.
Now, speaking of the sisters, and you have mentioned this, you did solo acts and then you did a group act. Tell me about the group act.
Well, those who are familiar and do love RuPaul will be familiar with last year's end of All Stars song, where they all performed a little rap on a RuPaul track called Read You Wrote You. We did a version of that.
Fantastic.
Which we've got for you to hear now.
Absolutely. You're listening to The Woods. Stick around. Here's Read You Wrote You with Tatiana instead of Roxy.
Hey.
You're on The Woods on Joy 94.9.
Look at here. Listen up. I'm the one. Hey girls, my name's Alaska. I got a tiny little question to ask ya. Who's that bitch that's on the top? Oh wait, that's me. Hey, pork chop. You're bone naked, the rest is drag. But your face just needs a paper bag. Give me a challenge and I'll crush you all. Changing the game like my name's RuPaul. Line them up, front to back. I'm sending bitches home like a heart attack. Mess with me and you'll wind up in a casket. I'm Dorothy, your Toto. Get in the basket! I'll read you down beneath the ground. Could you hold my purse while I snatch the crown? Legacy, remember my name. Cause you're gonna see me hanging in the Hall of Fame. I'm the one, one, one. I'm the one.
at you with a slow burst. I'ma speed it up, I had to shut it down first. Killing bitches so hard, need a pink hearse. I ain't saying I'm the best, but I ain't the worst. You see me shining, I'm trying to take this prime time. I see you whining and crying, take that to lifetime. So epic, that is poetic, I spit it on a dime. On Reddit, you look pathetic with that nursery rhyme. You can't stand me? I don't blame you. If Rue's number one, I'm number two. You disagree? Well, that's on you. Eyes on the chalkboard, I spell it out for you. D to the E to the T to the O to the whole dude. X. Naomi Kimberly's hold to the crown. Next.
Go chip toe chip, now I read ya. Go chip toe chip, now I read ya. Go chip toe chip, now I read ya.
You've been read.
Замолочікова, but your dad just calls me Катя.
With the long blonde hair, always keep him coming back for more. You a basic asshole, and it's your time to go. So bitch, let me show you the door. Cause it's me who's getting laid, and I'm always getting paid. The only high class Russian whore. I'm a scorching hot mess in a skin tight dress. That's a rash, not a herpes sore. Lenin in the streets, Dostoevsky in the sheets. Baby, are you ready for this cold war? Katya Zamolochikova.
Now I read ya. You've been read.
People at the party, and I'm wanting to dance. I'm an ugly ass bitch, standing no chance. Dudes looking at me like they wanna get in my pants. Who's getting mad? Come on, bitch, see me with them hands. 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 His back on the wall. My ass on his. Grinding for a second. Grinding for a second. He don't know it.
But I'm getting fine too.
Fellas really need to know. Before calling me boo. Calling me boo. Because
what you see
isn't always the truth.
Always the truth.
Because baby boy, I got all the same parts that you do.
Roach it, roach it, toach it, now I
roach it, roach it, toach it, now I read ya, read ya, read ya, read ya.
You've been read.
And if I can make it to the middle of this tightrope.
Hey, this is Matt Albert from San Francisco.
Well, then you can find a way to make it out here too.
You're listening to The Woods on Joy 94.9.
And if I can make it to the middle of this tightrope.
Bear Curious Dean here with cub reporter Robbie. We're kicking back with Justin, who goes by the name of Holiday Knight when he does his drag.
Hi.
Right. And we're talking drag tonight. Do you love it? Do you hate it? Are you kind of over it? Are you offended by it? Do you think it's fabulous?
I love it and hate it all at once.
Tell us what you think. 0427JOY949 or on air at joy.org.au. You love it, Justin. You do love it.
Look, I love most of it.
Mm-hmm.
There are aspects that I don't like as much.
What are they?
All the tea. Look, tucking's not the greatest.
Do you have to tuck?
Yes.
That's part of the illusion.
Part of the illusion. And when you're wearing a one-piece swimsuit, there's not much room to hide.
Mm.
So you do have to tuck it all away just to keep it going. But no, most of it's fun. Sometimes it's a bit hot and sweaty. those wigs are kind of just plastic hats, really.
It is very warm. It's a very warm art form. There's a lot of, even if you're just going out on a leotard, I mean, there's layers upon layers upon layers to that, and then there's layers and layers of makeup on your face, and then a wig, and yeah, I mean, the temperature is quite high when you're in drag.
Mm. Is it good for your pores, all that makeup?
No.
Do you have to do like that black mask? Was it black coke?
The black pore mask. No, I haven't gone that far yet. I do a nice cleanse and tone afterwards, just to keep the skin looking fresh. But I haven't gone, I don't do drag often enough to really have to go into the hardcore skincare regime.
Now, one of the things when I think about drag queens, I think about the lip sync. Lip sync for your life. Now, how are you at a lip sync? Lip sync.
I'm pretty good. Say it. I'll take it.
Yeah.
I love a good lip sync. It's one of my favorite parts of drag is the illusion of singing. This one is Robbie's pretty good too.
Oh, look, she's getting there. One of the things about performing on a stage, I guess, for anyone, for an actor and anything that anyone has to sort of learn is that things aren't as big. They need to be much bigger on stage.
Yeah,
like, you've really got to feel like you're going,
even if you feel
like you're going big, when you watch the video back, you go, oh, you could have gone bigger then. So it's very important in your lip sync to really show that. So I've got a little way to go, but
there you go. Tips for the aspiring drag queens out there listening to The Woods tonight.
Look,
go big.
To start with, it's a good idea to know your words.
Know the words and go big. Do you not know your words?
That's not something that every drag queen in Melbourne excels at.
No, and lip syncing, it's not easy to do. It really is an art form.
I tell you what's really hard is when you're doing a group number, not lip syncing everyone else's parts. Yes. Now, that is harder than you would think.
Oh, so turning the lips off.
Because you've heard the song so many times.
Yeah.
It's so hard to not, because you're up there performing.
Yeah.
That I found
sometimes
very
you don't even realise you're doing it sometimes. Yeah. I've watched back our training rehearsal videos and you just see me in the background. I've seen you in the background as well, and we'll just be lip syncing the entire way through, not even realising it.
Now, we have had a message in, or a question, in fact, for Holiday Night.
We have. I've seen Holly, I've seen Holly twirling, performing around the clubs, and even as a boy does a killer lip sync. Do you do a lot of dancing at home and lip syncing in front of the mirror?
I do. A lot of lip syncing is done, especially in my morning shower. It's just more lip sync practice than anything else. I spend a lot of time lip syncing along to music.
Do you do much, because I'm interested in that, do you do much in front of the mirror to see how it appears?
Yes and no. Like, sometimes, like, when I'm getting ready, I'll lip sync along, or I use Snapchat a lot, and, you know, Snapchat's great for helping you get that lip sync down, because it just doesn't look great otherwise. But no, I can't sing very well, so I prefer to lip sync. So
we've had another message in.
You're a very popular guest, Justin. Another question in for you.
Yes.
Holiday, we see you with a pink wig. Do you think you'll consider another colour ever, or is that your trademark?
Oh, good question. look, wigs are expensive. So I bought my pink wig. Was my first wig ever purchased. It was a lace front. It was quite expensive for me. So I intend to use it fully until I cannot use it again.
And she's seen a few different styles.
She has. I've taken a slight hand at wig styling myself. Look, pink's kind of become a bit of a trademark. I would consider doing a blonde. I've always wanted to do like a nice Ariel red. Little Mermaid. I've always been a fan of like the copper, like really coppery coloured hair and the red. I've done it as a boy before with the copper hair, and I thought, that's great. Let's do it as a drag queen. But for now, I'm sticking with the pink, and we'll see what happens in the future.
It's nice to have your own trademarks and your own things that people can come to expect when they see a Holiday
Night
show.
But it's also good to have choices, as Tatiana would say.
Choices.
Now, we mentioned earlier RuPaul, of course. People know, when they think drag, today anyway, they think RuPaul, but of course in the past you might have thought Divine, or you might have thought some of the other Lady Bunny.
Yeah, Lady
now,
Bunny.
RuPaul seems to be the most well-known drag queen in the world.
Mm.
Are you excited about the season premiere of RuPaul's
season 9? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean it's very exciting. I think it's got quite a unanimous, like, it's not often that the gay scene really gets behind something 100%. Like, there's not many people out there that go, nah, hate it. There's, of course, there is some. Or there's some, like our very own Just James, who just has no idea. He's never seen an episode in his life.
He hasn't, has he? Yeah.
No.
It's not just, I don't think it's just the gay community, though. I think with RuPaul, I think it's a broader audience. I think it's got mainstream.
Yeah, it's definitely got mainstream. I've got a lot of straight female friends that absolutely love it. And they'll sit down and they'll watch it, and they have little viewing parties as well. So it's definitely bringing more people together.
You know? And, of course, season 9 returns this Saturday, which is very exciting.
So
well,
exciting.
Friday in the US, we'll get to see it Saturday night.
So who do you think's the everyone's most famous? It's not the favorite. Who's the favorite winner of the drag race, including All Stars? Who do you think's the number one?
Who's your number one, Justin?
I've got more like a I don't know. It's more of a top three, I think. Okay. So I think people refer to Raven as the Queen of Queens. Just she's so polished, lip syncs the house down, and you know, her makeup skills are beyond. Mm-hmm. Apparently there's rumors that she's the new makeup artist for RuPaul season 9.
Oh,
so yeah, so that you'll be seeing a lot more of her work.
I think Raven and Jujubee are coming to Melbourne soon.
They are. I think they're coming out in about 3 weeks' time. They're in Australia. So this will be Raven's first time to Australia. Juju's third, I believe. I think I've seen her perform a couple of times. Yeah, I've seen her with Chanel and with a group of girls that I've forgotten the names of right now.
So Raven's your top three.
I'd say Raven, Alaska, the Queen of Snakes.
Yes.
And then I'm going to probably, this is hard, maybe like Alyssa Edwards. Huge fan of Alyssa.
Oh, you did noise.
A little bit. I've done better.
A little bit of stage fright.
A little bit of stage fright.
A little bit of tongue pop stage fright. Look, as far as winners go, I think Jinx Monsoon is one of my favourite winners.
Yes, yes.
Because I do like a bit of theatre, and she was very...
The cabaret queen. Yes.
Yeah, very theatre, very comedy, very, yes. You know, put on a great show. So she's probably one of my favourite winners, I think.
Yeah, winners. Sorry about that.
The survey says... I was going to get a food reference there for you, Robbie.
Oh, triggered. I'm feeling very upset right now.
See, I liked Bianca Del Rio. I think she was pretty cool. And I think Sharon Needles as well was a really interesting winner. Because she brought something different. So it'll be interesting to see how this year goes, whether this season... Because I think with when the Bob the Drag Queen season, was that the last one or the one before?
That
Season 8.
Season 8. Yeah.
I felt with that season, it was Bob's... Bob had won it, I think, from that episode.
Yes, it was a little bit foretold. Yeah. I thought that with Bianca Del Rio too, though. I thought from the start, this will be her.
I thought Courtney could have got
there. There was no way Courtney was ever going to win. I love her. She's great. She's talented, but there was no way.
I thought the top three would be the top three, but I think Bianca outshone them all in a lot of different areas.
And she's certainly gone on to create a career and a presence beyond the RuPaul's Drag Race. If you have a favourite drag queen who has won or maybe competed in RuPaul's Drag Race, send us a message on 0427 joy949 or onair@joy.org.au. Stick around. We're going to talk about more drag. Sorry. I'm coming up soon. You're on The Woods on Joy 94.9.
Catch up or relive all The Woods has to offer. Listen to The Woods podcast online at joy.org.au or on iTunes or Stitcher. Joy 94.9.
Oh, clap your hands.
You are listening to The Woods on Joy 94.9. I'm Bear Curious Dean. I'm here with Cub reporter Robbie, and we're getting to know a little bit more about drag performer Justin Orr, Holiday Night.
Yes, come through, Holly.
My partner said, you know you're crossing that line when my partner said the other day, I don't even really remember what Justin looks like as a boy anymore.
it has been a bit like that lately, actually. Holly has been out more than Justin has.
And is that right?
Yeah, it's a little odd.
I think that happens at a certain point. You start to cross over into the other persona. There'll be people who perhaps don't even know what you look like as a boy.
Yeah, it's definitely that happens. I've met people that I've known as a guy, and I've gone out in drag, and they had no idea who I was, and I got to have a little bit of fun.
Well, it's funny you say that, because we've had another message in. The messages are going off at the moment.
They are.
We do show about bears and cubs in the community and really serious issues, and we do drag, and we get inundated by messages. What is that about?
Bears love drag, I'm telling you, Dean.
Clearly. So, message in. The question for you, Holiday, have you ever taken a gentleman home while in drag?
Do tell.
Look, I have. Holly has been successful in taking home a gentleman caller.
What's their name and phone number?
I don't remember. But Holly, as soon as I got back to the apartment, Holly was gone. Justin was on.
Okay, good. So there's a line there.
There is a line. I have not crossed that line.
Now, we have had another message in. I think this is from M. We asked the question, do you have a favourite winner of RuPaul's Drag Race Series 1 to 9 or the two All-Star editions? And M has said Raja. He or she loves Raja. Raja introduced me to drag as true art. Loved her interpretation. I've never seen anything like it at that time.
There you go. And I just forgot about Raja altogether, so shows how differently we feel.
But Raja and Raven toodle boot it.
They do.
That's right.
Yes.
But when you talk about art, I think of Kim Chi. Kim Chi was in season 9?
8.
Oh, 8.
She was 8. Yes.
Yeah, Kim Chi was...
Very good, yeah. A very visual drag queen, Kim Chi was.
So, of course, there are different sort of forms of drag. There's the comedy queens, like we've mentioned, Bianca Del Rio.
Yes.
And even Katya, I think, would classify as a comedy queen.
Yeah.
Yes.
We've got the high art ones. So we've got Raja, we've got Kim Chi.
Yes.
Angina, would you call Angina?
Angina.
High concept, yeah.
Yeah, she can be.
So, I think Fifi O'Hara did a lot of that sort of stuff.
Fifi O'Hara was cosplay queen.
Anisha?
Yeah.
Was it Anisha?
She's the head. So, what was that? Vivacious.
Vivacious.
And Ornacia.
We also have the female illusionists or the fishy queen. So,
yes, Courtney Act. Courtney Act.
Bettina
Beaverhausen, yes.
Very fishy. Which, I don't know, is that derogatory to call somebody a fishy queen?
I don't know. There's some lines being blurred, I think, but we'll storm past it. It's not derogatory to them, but it might be a little bit derogatory to women.
I think it's a bit misogynistic.
Yeah, it's a little bit. Yeah. I mean, drag does sort of flirt with the lines of misogyny sometimes.
It's a bit of a grey area sometimes.
Feel misogynistic about it, but
no.
Some people can accuse you of that.
We've also got the celebrity impersonator type queens. So we've had Chad Michaels, who does a fabulous share.
Yes, she does.
And
Derek Barry,
who did Britney
Spears. Brick Brett.
Now, we've talked about the cabaret queens, so people like Jinx Monsoon or Ginger Minch, who can belt out a tune.
Mm.
Very entertaining.
Our very own Melbourne's Dolly Diamond is a sensational cabaret queen.
I guess back in the day, Danny LaRue, for those who've been around a little while. Some cabarets.
Sure.
Show queens. But let's talk, can we talk for a moment about the bigger girls?
Oh,
the Latrice Royales, the Mimi I'm First, Delta Work.
Yes, Stacey Lane Matthews, come through, Henny.
What was that you said something earlier about Stacey?
Stacey Lane Matthews. What was...
her couture.
She thinks it's couture. I think it's couture. Eats a bucket of chicken.
And, of course, Divine. But this year we've got Eureka.
Eureka.
Is this the year for the bigger girl?
I've always hoped that a bigger girl was going to win at some point. I really thought Latrice... Well, I was watching that season. I thought Latrice is going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
The year before, I think we had Delta Work who came fourth and I wasn't a big fan of hers. And I really wanted to see Latrice do better. And then she came fourth in her season, which was disappointing. But I think it's time. I think I'd love to see it come through.
Yeah.
I think if you dress the bigger figure
in a leotard, apparently, it works.
Yes,
well.
You've got to dress it well. You've got to know how to dress, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Now, if you do like drag, and clearly we've got some listeners who do like drag, you will be over the moon to hear that Joy is getting its very own drag show.
Yes.
Coming in the next grid. So Joy's very own Joe and BB, who do Monday afternoons,
yes,
are getting their very own show. It's going to be on Monday nights from 11 p.m. It's called Dragged Out.
And this I'm very excited for. I'll definitely be looking at that.
Very exciting.
Mark it in your calendars, April the 3rd at 11 p.m, Dragged Out with Joe and BB.
And if that's a little bit past your bedtime, don't worry. Catch it on the podcast.
I'm sure there'll be lots of podcasts.
I hope so. But yeah, try and get behind them and support them. It's always hard for the new shows on Joy to get a bit of traction.
Let's get
behind them.
And clearly the Bears like their, as I say, they like their drag queens.
Hey, they might. There might be a great crossover with our audience.
Absolutely. Stick around. We've got some more coming up. You're on the Woods on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9. Woof. Grr.
And that brings us to the end of our hour in the Woods, where we've been talking about drag for the last hour.
Can't we stay and talk about drag for another hour,
no,
Dean?
No, Robbie, we cannot keep talking about drag. So a very big thank you to Justin, or Holiday Knight, as you are known. Thank you for coming in and telling us about your drag experience.
Yay. Thank you so much for having me. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you.
Now, if anyone at home wants to see Holiday or, in fact, Bettina Beaverhausen or any of our sisters, the Chargers do have a fundraiser coming up. It's in June.
The 24th.
Well done.
24th of June.
My husband, he's organised it, so he would have been sitting at home throwing things at the radio. 24th of June, and it's called In the Flesh. It is the annual strip show from the Melbourne Chargers. So if you like looking at rugby boys naked, the event always sells out, so have a look at that. Get some tickets to that. The Chargettes will be, fingers crossed, making an appearance there on the stage.
That's a bit exciting.
Yes, and there are other members to the Chargette family, and we're secretly hoping that they'll all be involved. We might have a big crew.
And so how do I get tickets? Go to the website?
How about you Google it. It's a bit early, I think. Tickets aren't on sale just yet.
Okay.
Follow the Melbourne Chargers Facebook page. They'll definitely be announcing something there.
Fantastic. Now, if you'd like listening to us talk about drag for a whole hour and you want to relive the moment, you can listen to the podcast of this show and, in fact, past shows. You can go to our website at joy.org.au/thewoods, or you can go to iTunes where you can subscribe to the podcast and get it every week.
Which is so handy. Right there on your phone.
I know, it's so
just
handy.
Just lands in there.
You can follow us on Facebook at The Woods on Joy 94.9. Or we're also on Twitter, because we're very socially aware and social media savvy bears. Twitter handle is The Woods on Joy. Now, if you can't get enough of the bears, you can join Big Bear Mark, Luke the Wonder Cub, and their very own Goldilocks SJ for Brekkie Bears on Monday morning from 6:30 a.m. You can catch me and Rach for breakfast on Tuesday, again, from 6:30 a.m. God, that's early. For the one last time.
I hear there's a more permanent role coming up in the future, too.
Absolutely. So from April the 4th, Rach and I are moving to drive time. So you'll be able to, Rach and Dean, for the drive home on a Tuesday afternoon.
So if you enjoy the dulcet tones of Bear Curious Dean, might be dropping the Bear Curious for the drive slot, I would imagine.
I think we're dropping the Bear Curious. I've done that to death. Right.
Is it possible that after this many years that you're no longer curious anymore? Maybe you get
I
it now.
I think I'll always be curious. I'm still
well,
curious.
Well, I hope so. Yeah. I hope so.
Now, coming up, Dan and Annie from the Pop Chops. You know what they're doing tonight? They're doing Madonna. They're doing Madonna tonight. They're so gay.
I can't believe it's taken so long.
I know. It's about bloody time, boys. And they're doing Ray of Light. They're going to dig deep and delve into the experience that is Ray of Light.
You could probably do a whole series on Madonna. You could probably do an eight-part series on...
Don't give those boys ideas.
No, they've got plenty of their own and they do a great show. So stick around for that.
Absolutely. So you have been listening to The Woods on Joy 94.9. Until next week, woof grrr.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.